Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John. Today, I'd like to talk to you about the importance of treatment in managing your bipolar disorder. When I was first diagnosed with bipolar disorder back in 1999, my doctor explained to me the importance of finding a treatment that would work for me. Basically, she said, it's similar to a degenerative disease because if you don't treat it properly, it gets worse and worse as you get older. Meaning, the episodes get more intense, you have more episodes. The whole idea of it being a degenerative disease and getting worse as you get older has been debated quite a bit. Some people believe in both ways, that as you get older, it usually gets better. But then others believe it gets worse. For me, I took her advice, her recommendation to heart. It took me 10 years to find a combination of meds, a cocktail of meds that worked for me. It took me so long, I think, because I'm not good at accepting and living with a bunch of these side effects like weight gain, tremors, sedation, things like that. But I kept with it. And now I'm actually doing so much better than I ever have in my entire life. And it's not the manic, oh, I'm feeling great, I'm euphoric, all that stuff. It's I can function, I can do things. I was able to write my book, This War Within My Mind, and a whole bunch of other awesome accomplishments recently. They've kind of come all to a head. But I guess my take-home message for you is please find a treatment that works for you. With a treatment that is successful, you'll be able to manage this whole illness to a better degree where you can function and not be held feeling like you're in shackles each day. Break the shackles. That's what I say, right? Lastly, what I'd like to say is with your treatment, everybody is different. But for me, medication management has been paramount to everything. It's the foundation that I rest my entire treatment plan upon. On that foundation, I also have therapy. So I basically have medication and therapy consistently. On top of that, I have exercise, and I do that every day. Every once in a while, I give my body a break if I feel like I'm overtraining, but exercise is just huge. For me, it was a game changer realizing the importance of it. After that, your treatment plan, whatever you find, find something that works for you. If you need to meditate every day, if you need to give gratitude every day, pray, whatever it is, whatever coping skills you need each day to function, find them. And I'm talking about healthy coping skills here, not the unhealthy ones like smoking and drinking and drugs and all that stuff. That's just going to make your bipolar disorder even worse. As a wrap up, remember the importance of finding a treatment plan that works so you can manage your bipolar disorder on a daily basis and long term for the rest of your life. This is something within your reach, and I know you can do it. Take care. If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.